A tense meeting with China. I'm Marie Corsetti, Fox News. Secretary of State Antony Blinken confronted an unapologetic Chinese foreign minister for his country's use of a spy balloon over U.S. airspace earlier this month.
The president and his team continue to tell China what happened is unacceptable. Secretary Blinken met with Wang Yi, the communist giant's foreign minister. Yi called the U.S. response to the spy craft, quote, absurd and hysterical. President Biden says he plans to speak to his counterpart, President Xi Jinping, about the balloon incident. Today, the Chinese ministry released a readout of the meeting between Blinken and Wang Yi. And Wang Yi pointed out, according to the Chinese readout, what the U.S. has done, and this is a quote, was apparently an abuse of the use of force in violation of customary international practice in the International Civil Aviation Covenant. China deplores it and strongly protests it, end quote. Again, this coming from the Chinese side.
Fox's David Spunt. Meanwhile, an arrest has been made in the Saturday night killing of a Philadelphia area police officer during an attempted carjacking.
18-year-old Miles Pfeffer was arrested Sunday morning for the shooting death of Temple University police officer Christopher Fitzgerald. Pfeffer allegedly shot Fitzgerald in the head during an incident near campus Saturday night before reportedly robbing the officer after he was wounded. Dr. Jennifer Griffin is Temple's vice president for public safety.
Our hearts are broken. We're devastated at the loss.
Pfeffer faces several charges, including murder and murder of a law enforcement officer, as well as robbery and carjacking.
Fox's Kevin Uretsky. And former President Jimmy Carter has entered hospice care at home as the 98-year-old is nearing death.
This comes after a series of short hospital stays. The Carter Center adds that he has the full support of his family and his medical team. Carter's grandson, Jason, tweeted Saturday, "I saw both of my grandparents yesterday. They are at peace, and as always, their home is full of love."
Fox's Jonathan Sary. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Check the candy bowl. Fox's Karen McHugh reports a new worry for parents with young children.
Veronica Gill and her 11-year-old son Ryan were at a neighborhood Super Bowl party last week. When they got back home, she noticed her son was acting very strangely. He started zoning out at first, then his body began to shake. Ryan was rushed by ambulance to the ER. A CAT scan ruled out a brain tumor, but a urine test showed elevated levels of THC in the child's system. It turns out that the boy had ingested cannabis-laced gummy bears that he mistook for candy at the party. The number of calls to poison control centers over kids ingesting cannabis candies has skyrocketed in recent years. Veronica Gill is angry at the manufacturers who package these things that look like real candy, and she wants it to stop. Meanwhile, Ryan is okay now. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
And a lawsuit against YouTube from the family of an American college student who was killed by Islamic State gunmen in Paris in 2015 is at the center of a closely watched Supreme Court case. The family of Noemi Gonzalez claims that YouTube's recommendations helped the Islamic State group's recruitment. The high court is now taking its first hard look at online legal protections as the case is being argued on Tuesday. Plus, it's not exactly firefest, but organizers of a 2018 music festival in Iowa are headed to prison.
The festival in Cedar Rapids included performances by Maroon 5 and Kelly Clarkson, but as the date approached, two tourism board members realized they needed more money. They fudged the projected profits to a bank for a loan to pay performers and buy alcohol for the venue, but the event ended up losing $2 million. Now, Aaron McCrade and Douglas Hargraves will pay the piper, and each will serve more than a year in federal prison.
Fox's Jane Fergus. I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.